Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today we want to talk a little bit about Christianity as a relationship, not as a collection of works, or in other words, a religion. You see, human beings are highly religious people. Paul says this to the people when he is speaking in Acts 17. So, Sermon on Mars Hill. Acts 17, starting in verse 22. Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I observe you are all very religious in all respects. For while I was passing through and examining the object to your worship, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you." And he proceeds on with his sermon, using that one principle as a point to say, hey, you're being religious here, not focusing on the relationship. And that is how human beings are. We are by nature religious. This means that we seek for ways to quote unquote please the higher ups and things like that. And so that raises some significant issues as we try and walk out our faith in Christianity, because Christianity is not a religion where we are seeking to please God. It is a relationship where we already know Him. And the true reality of Christianity is that we worship God by literally doing His commands. Now, this is what seems very interesting, in that our Christianity itself, our salvation, is not by works. It is by faith. But the transformation that occurs in our heart leads us to work into good works. And as we work into good works, then what ends up happening is that we focus more on the works than we do the relationship with Christ Himself, where the relationship with Christ is what is important. Now, the best book of the New Testament to go to study and learn about these is actually in Galatians. We're going to look here at Galatians 3, starting in verse 1. "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed and crucified? This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law, or by the hearing with faith? Or are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?" Okay, so the whole rest of the chapter there goes on about the purpose of the law. And the law is not there for us to say we have to do these things in order to be saved. What happens is that the law is there so that we know our need of a Savior and we know that we are deficient from it. So what happens in Christianity a lot of times is people become more religious over time. They think that the practice of their faith by doing certain deeds or certain works is what is important, and what they forget about is that our relationship with Christ comes specifically through Christ as the relationship, not as the works. Now, as we build our relationship with Christ, good works naturally flow out of that. We are saved unto good works, is what the Bible tells us. And what this means is that we are saved unto good works, that we should do good deeds as a result, as a consequence of being saved, but it is not the good works that save us. And so what happens is, and we saw this in a lot of deeply religious families, mostly your more legalistic, strict religious families. The kids growing up there, they seem to think that Christianity and religion itself is all a bunch of rules. And that is really the truth about religion itself. Look at Islam. It is a group of rules. Every day, multiple times a day, you have to face one particular direction and then say certain words in rote. Look at Catholicism. You got to pray over the rosary. Okay, you got to count the beads as you're praying the things out. In Judaism, we have the idea of the different sacrifices and the different rituals that are oftentimes have to be done. And the sad thing is, in many places in Christianity, we start to see this boiling in. And so you see some churches that are so focused on rote that it can escape the people that we are there with a relationship with Christ. But at the same time, we have to recognize that it is the relationship with Christ that leads us into the good works and leads us to be the people that tend to be more moral as a consequence of following Christ. Of course, assuming your morality is defined by following Christ himself, which is what I would believe as a Christian. We can have questions about ethics and morality and the roots of those separately. But suffice it to say, oftentimes what happens is people come to Christ through faith, but then they think that they are perfected in their walk with Christ through works. And that's exactly what Paul is countering in the book of Galatians. And so we have to be very careful not to step over that boundary to go from our relationship to a religion in our Christianity. So how can we do that? Well, in my practice, the best thing we can do that is we have to walk a balance. We have to always, first and foremost, be looking for ways to serve the kingdom of Christ. Absolutely. Be looking for ways to serve the kingdom of Christ. There are certain things that we can do to carry out the relationship more than anything else. It is important and deeply important to read our scriptures, but the problem is if we do it as a checklist, we fall into the idea of religiosity, a chapter a day keeps the devil away type stuff. Well, that's not actually accurate, but the love for Christ should drive you to read and understand and to read and understand and to apply your Bible to you as you live out your life. But again, notice what's behind this. It's the heart that's behind it, which means there's no checklist of things you can do to be a better Christian. In fact, the more you try and push a checklist on being a Christian, the more religious you tend to become. Now, I'm not saying that therefore we should never do anything, because if we walk away from reading the scriptures and we walk away from the service and we walk away from the fellowship, well, guess what? We have just walked away from the relationship of Christ itself, and then we start becoming a nebulous, I'm a Christian because I've said a prayer once in my life, and there is no foundation in the scripture for that viewpoint. So the point is here is it's a little bit more complicated of a view, but we have to be careful that in the works that we're trying to do to maintain our understanding of Christianity can't be turned into a religion by which we have to practice these things in order to remain saved. That is certainly what the problematic point happens to be. So we're going to go ahead and leave this one here for now, because raindrops are starting to fall and I'm a ways away from the house now. But with that being said, just keep that in mind, keep it in the back of your mind as you are looking at your Christian life. If it's all about checklists of items, do's and don'ts, you might have stepped into that religiosity and you need to come back to that relationship with Christ. But if everything you're doing is all about a relationship and there's no study, there's no learning, there's no prayer, there's no fellowship, well, you might have turned too far towards a relationship and not enough into doing the things that would bring you into that relationship with Christ. You know, relationship with Christ isn't just to love the whole world as you currently see it. It's to be transformed in your mind. You know, that's what he says in Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Only then will you know what the good and perfect will of God is. That is the overarching principle of this. You have to constantly be transforming your mind, but if it's just a checklist, it could become too religious. So we'll leave this one here for there. Thanks for watching. You can have a look over the website, ourwalkingchrist.com. And with that, I hope that you enjoy your daily walk and our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.